You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is a crayon? With cool names like Blizzard Blue, Fuzzy Wuzzy, and Razzle Dazzle Rose, or with silver swirls and glitter going through them, metallic sheens, and even scents embedded in them, crayons must be that perfect tool for budding artists and scientists. The thing to realize is that the word crayon, it's just a general term. It's not a particular type or company brand. There are numerous companies that make crayons, and there are different types of crayons made of different materials. Most of the companies that made the colored sticks we think of as crayons were American. The one that most of us and your kids will think of is Crayola. You know, the crayons in the big yellow box. They started making crayons under an earlier company name in 1903, but they weren't the first. There were numerous American companies making crayons as early as the 1870s and early 1900s. I mentioned there are different types of crayon materials. Artists and art students use something named a pastel that can also sometimes get called a crayon. These pastel sticks are made with a powdered coloring agent and something to keep the stick together called a binder. The binder could be chalk, a sticky plant sap called gum, or even cellulose from plants. Other pastel crayons use an oil, so the drawing is softer and smoother. The crayons most of us are familiar with, the ones we know and love as kids, are made with wax. Not the natural wax made by bees, but a petroleum product wax called paraffin. Petroleum is a natural material found in the earth. This organic liquid can be processed to form many products, such as paraffin. And it's paraffin wax that's used to make the toy wax crayons. It's a colorless wax that's mixed with the pigments for color, melted by heating it to 190 degrees Fahrenheit, and poured into crayon-shaped molds. The paper label is applied by a machine after the crayon cools and hardens, and a cornstarch glue binds it to the crayon. Here's an activity that you can try with your kids. Place a piece of craft paper or a thin towel flat on a table. On top of that, place a large sheet of wax paper. Using a pencil sharpener, sprinkle crayon shavings on the wax paper. Mix it up. Use different colors. Cover it with another sheet of wax paper, and then fold your towel or craft paper on top of that. Very carefully, using an iron on a medium setting. Iron your layers so the crayon shavings melt. When it cools and hardens, check it out. See what you've created, and then cut that wax paper item into some sort of fun, creative shape. Well, we've just learned a little bit about crayons. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.